Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Today in our studio, we have Amanda Smith, who is writing a book about female astronauts and space tourism.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for inviting me.
Amanda, you've told me that you're particularly fascinated by one NASA astronaut, Dr. Anna Fisher.
That's right. I don't think many people know about her, and she's an incredible person.
Well, I know that her mission on the Discovery space shuttle was a long time ago, 1985, if I remember correctly.
Actually, it was the end of 1984, to be precise, in November that year. It's hard to believe it was almost 40 years ago.
I've also read somewhere that by doing so, she became the sixth woman worldwide to fly into space, and the first mother too.
That's correct. Incredible, isn't it? A very interesting fact is that Anna Fisher warns people who are dreaming about holidays in space. She says that it's not in the slightest like travelling on a commercial aircraft. You can't just get on a rocket and fly into space.
And that's what many people believe?
Yes, unfortunately. But Anna Fisher makes it very clear. The reality is that it's much more dangerous and difficult on your body. You should never do it without long training and preparation.
I suppose the good news is that it's the problem of a small group of very wealthy people.
That's very true. Space travel is extremely expensive, so only the very rich and famous can afford it. I've heard Angelina Jolie and Leonardo DiCaprio have signed up with one of the space tourism companies. They have already bought tickets.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Today in our studio we have Amanda Smith, who is writing a book about female astronauts and space tourism.
Hello everybody, and thank you for inviting me.
Amanda, you've told me that you're particularly fascinated by one NASA astronaut, Dr. Anna Fisher.
That's right. I don't think many people know about her, and she's an incredible person.
Well, I know that her mission on the Discovery space shuttle was a long time ago, 1985, if I remember correctly.
Actually, it was the end of 1984, to be precise, in November that year. It's hard to believe it was almost 40 years ago.
I've also read somewhere that by doing so, she became the sixth woman worldwide to fly into space, and the first mother too.
That's correct. Incredible, isn't it? A very interesting fact is that Anna Fisher warns people who are dreaming about holidays in space. She says that it's not in the slightest like travelling on a commercial aircraft. You can't just get on a rocket and fly into space.
And that's what many people believe?
Yes, unfortunately. But Anna Fisher makes it very clear. The reality is that it's much more dangerous and difficult on your body. You should never do it without long training and preparation.
I suppose the good news is that it's the problem of a small group of very wealthy people.
That's very true. Space travel is extremely expensive, so only the very rich and famous can afford it. I've heard Angelina Jolie and Leonardo DiCaprio have signed up with one of the space tourism companies. They have already bought tickets.